This is Mythofiction, a world of fantastic tales inspired by Indian mythology and folklore. Today's story is the third episode of the Yugantha series. It is called The Asura's Tooth. Unlike some members of his band, Veer didn't really care about how many people turned up to listen to them play at the Bansi Brewery. He would have been perfectly happy to play his flute for even just one listener. But now, faced with a standing ovation by no less than 100 humans, asuras, vanars, and other beings from all over the tooth, he was not going to start complaining.
"See, this is why I love gigs at the tooth," said Dambhu, the Gandharva on the drums. "People make noise here. People clap. Not like the sorry lot back in Devbhumi. Humans who only want devotional music."
"You do realize we just played them a devotional song, right?"
"Yeah, but they don't know that. They're just here for the music. They don't care what it means. I doubt an asura could tell a bhajan from a war song. But here they are. Look at that one in the corner, smiling as if he understands a word of high karmic."
"That asura is Abhishanku. He runs this place, along with several other venues in the tooth. You might want to stop pointing at him."
"Ah, crap. He's coming this way. Time for me to leave."
"Veerdas, Veerdas, you sir, you're just... I hate you, Veerdas. You and your flute. You have spoiled me. Every time you're not here playing your music, I find myself wishing that you were. No one else measures up, not even close. You have a genuine gift, my friend."
"You are most kind, Abhishanku."
"Where did your friend go? The one who was talking about me?"
He wasn't...
"You don't have to make excuses. I am no stranger to Devbhumi prejudice. You people think of asuras as lesser beings simply because we don't speak karmic with a Gandharva accent."
"I don't, Abhishanku. I never have."
"Of course you do, Veerdas. You just don't like to think about it. Come, dinner is on me."
"Thank you, but it is getting late and I need to get back. Get back home before the
gates close? You're never going to make it on time. Come, have dinner with me, and I will have one of my boats go around the iron wall and drop you off at the Astha port."
Veer fought with Abhishanku with ifs and buts all the way to the table where Kripalu was seated. There he gave up and sat back at last, letting Abhishanku talk.
"You people have all these hang-ups about the tooth. If you ever spent more than a single evening here, you might find it is rather pleasant. This is a place of real freedom. We are at peace with the Devas as well as the Rakshas dominion. Everyone is welcome here."
"That's a clever spin, Abhishanku. The only reason the tooth is free is because nobody wants another war over a disputed territory."
"Does that really matter? As long as everyone is happy and going about their lives without fear?"
"Without fear? The tooth is not crime free, Abhishanku. Every day I meet people in the immigration office who want to move to Devbhumi because life here is just too dangerous. They don't want to raise their children here. There aren't any good schools, and the only jobs are the ones you provide."
"Sire, when you were on the stage..."
"We do have schools, Veerdas, and on the side farthest from the iron wall, we even have good schools. And there is nothing wrong with the jobs I provide."
"Sire, it was the woman from..."
"I don't want to argue, Abhishanku, but There is a reason Devbhoomi doesn't keep its gates open in the evening.
Sire, it was the woman from your office. She left a message for you.
Yes, Veerdas, there is a reason, but it's not what you think it is.
Sire!
What, Kripalu? What? What woman? What message?
The woman from your office, sire. She was here, sitting right where you are right now. She told me about... She said she would like you to reconsider. She said she will be waiting for you at the bridge.
What bridge? What are you talking about?
The bridge is the name of an inn a little to the east from here. If you would like help getting there, I can ask one of my men to...
She was crying, sire. She said she had never loved anyone more than she loves you.
The woman from the office? The woman? He said he loves me?
She, sire. The woman said she loves you. And that she was... She said that even if you don't marry her, she will bring up your child all by herself.
He said what?
She, sire. She.
Well, well, well. I certainly had you all wrong, Veerdas. It seems you do belong in the tooth among criminals like us.
I was a young man once, sire, and I have made many mistakes in my day. But trust me on this. The gods do not forgive betrayal. You should not abandon the mother of your child.
The human speaks wisely, Veerdas.
Look, Abhishanku, this is not what it looks like. That woman, she's not a woman.
Of course she isn't. How can anyone from the tooth be what they seem? We are all liars in your eyes, aren't we?
Oh, for Deva's sake, it's the Prajapati, the Rakshas Prajapati. This was all him.
You're saying the Rakshas Prajapati sent this woman to...
No. He didn't send this woman. He was this woman.
I am not sure I understand.
Have you never... You're the most influential Asura in the tooth. Have you never met him?
Of course I have. I had the pleasure only recently, at an inauguration.
So you know what he looks like.
Where are you going with this, Veerdas?
Just describe him for me, will you? Because I don't think I have ever actually seen him. I don't know what he looks like. I need to...
Sire!
Not now, Kripalu.
Sire, you need to... What is that in the sky? Is that...
Kripalu, I swear to the Devas, if you interrupt me one more time...
Sire, look!
Kripalu! Kripalu! Get up! Kripalu! No! Kripalu!
Thank you for listening to Mythofiction. Today's episode was written and produced by Vijayendra Mahanti. If you liked what you heard, please share it with your friends and consider leaving a review of the podcast on our Apple Podcasts page. You can find a link to it on mythofiction.com. If you have questions about this episode, the characters, the world they live in, please feel free to tell me on social media. The Twitter handle for this podcast is Mythofiction. That's MYTHOFICTION. Mythofiction is available on all major podcast platforms such as Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and others. The links can all be found at mythofiction.com. Subscribe so you never miss an episode. Thank you for listening. Mythofiction will be back in 15 days with another story that takes you deeper into the world of Yugantar.